Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
It's season 2, episode 2 only, and the gloves and hot dog costumes are already off. Let's get into it. It's The Real Housewives of Dallas starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I cheered for the Cowboys. So I never get
played. Very good, Brandy. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Real Housewives of Dallas After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. And we're getting into all of the commentary coming out of Dallas. I'm thrilled to be here to finally talk about this new season. I feel like I've talked about it ad nauseum, but not on this show. So let's get into it. I'm your host, at It's Grants Rants on Twitter. And joining me...
Hey guys, I'm Jesse Zahner. You can find me all over social media at Athletic, and I'm going to join the live chat here soon, so join us live on YouTube.
And of course, it's at DJ Richie Sky, back with you again for season 2.
I know, here we are, right back where we left off, Richie. Here we go. Let's talk about it. I was going to give my first overall thoughts. I think that the show is very entertaining. I really do not enjoy that it is treated as the redheaded stepchild of housewives. Yeah. Because I think this show is very entertaining and almost the last classic season was like a cartoon almost.
It's so. Classic Housewives to me.
Yeah, because it's not, they're not trying to outdo each other on trips and all this stuff. They're just telling, or like, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I feel like they're not, we talked about it last week, I feel like they're not self-producing.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
Right, right, yeah, that's true.
Beverly Hills.
The whole thing. Well, let's talk about Cameron, who I'm enjoying on the show. First, let me just say, I think the two new girls are naturals on the show.
Yes. Absolutely.
And we don't have to have the whole, like, you know, four lines. Like, if you're watching OC Housewives, that other one, Peggy, doesn't do a damn thing for me. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, I feel you on that one.
Yeah, so I feel like these two girls are like, oh, all right, we're on. Let's go. I'm friends with Leanne, and this is my business. And this is my mother, who I am obsessed with.
I'm in love with Deandra and Dee.
I would do anything to work with Dee on a project. Except I don't know how far we'd get because we can't get any money. Yeah. But let's talk about it. Cameron, her son is very excited coming in from school for going to the bathroom. I guess that's one thing you can do. Sure. And so she used to work for a sales in sales for a toy company. Once again, proving that she is not stupid. She has to keep saying this, but what do we want to say about her? Court wants her, her husband wants her to be an at-home CEO and doesn't want her to work.
You know, I like the title at-home CEO. Like, I felt like that was like that gives her, and I don't know if this is going to be sound sexist or not, but I feel like some people might have an issue with the term housewife because it almost kind of makes it seem like the wife isn't doing much. And I feel like the CEO of the home makes it, it's a mental thing. It's like you are running a household, and it reminds another person, like the partner, like the man, that she's running something too.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree with that. I'm in a weird predicament myself because I've worked my whole life and now I'm pregnant and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be at home with this kid. And like, do I turn into a housewife? And if I do, call me Bravo. I'm up for whatever show, you know, you have out of South Bay, California. But I liked the CEO term. I thought that was a really good point because I think that like, stay-at-home moms have this like vibe around them, or like they get this, people think that it's easy to be a stay-at-home mom, and people don't realize like kids are so difficult. I work in sales now, but I used to work with kids, and it was like I couldn't look up for a second because if I did, a kid'd be like on the floor dying, doing God knows what, you know what I mean? So it's like it really is a job. So I liked the CEO term.
See, I would like it more if it was her decision to be an at-home CEO versus him telling her, you know, you're I don't want you working.
Yeah.
And she's clearly this very intelligent woman, you know, with lots to offer.
Well, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I think if somebody told me don't work, maybe I wouldn't work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Who wouldn't want to just, you know?
I couldn't do it. I'm a workhorse. I don't know, but it would be nice.
I would still be, honestly, getting some things done on my own. But I'm just saying, like, I don't have to clock into this certain thing.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
Or maybe I'm driving in 2 hours of traffic to take the kids to school like Stephanie, but whatever.
That's all. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about it. Stephanie meets with her life coach, who she met at, yes, a charity event, of course. The backbone of Dallas Housewives.
First of all, it's going to be very hard for me not to sit here and quote your lines from the blog that you write for Reality T. Like, let me tell you something. It's like literally one of my favorite blogs, and so I'm really excited.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, if you're curious at what he's referring to, I wrote the recap on realityt.com for these episodes, 1 and 2 of Dallas, and I'll be writing more. So I'm trying to give you guys a fresh perspective of my opinion, with that being the real recap, like the play-by-play. So, yeah, I know I'm trying not to use the same terminology either. And I've made different notes, so we're really making an effort. Anyway, so she lives in Los Colinas. Is that correct? I mean, which is, you know, outside. I looked it up. I Google mapped it because I was curious. It's like the northwestern part of Dallas, in between, right in between Fort Worth and Dallas. So I guess it takes 2 hours, like you said, to take the kids to school. They go to 2 private schools. And so she wants to move. And Travis, I don't know about this one. She wants him to turn to her for advice, and not advice, but a say in the house purchasing. Not too much to ask.
Yeah.
I mean, even watching this scene, I just got the feeling that, I mean, he's not going to do that.
No, I knew he wouldn't. I knew he wouldn't. It's like 2 steps back for this girl who finally found her voice last season, and now she can't even find her own home.
Could you imagine that?
That's so interesting, though.
It is.
I would think that if I was married, I would want to, like, say, let's go see the houses together.
Right.
I don't know.
Is like, you get your significant other, like, excited about it. Yeah. It's something that you want to do together, but...
Yeah. I would never allow someone to make a decision like that for me.
Me either. I would be raising hell.
You're going to live there in the pool in the living room.
Mind you, are we going to talk about the pool in the living room?
We'll get,
okay, I don't want to get too far.
I actually have a lot I want to say about that.
Yeah. Me too. I do too.
So, what else was I going to say? So Stephanie admits to her therapist or the life coach that she felt thrown away and rejected by Brandy. We talked about that last week. I watched the show, so I know you guys covered that for sure. We don't have to get into all that. And so now we learn that they both are, and this is true Dallas fashion, they both have to come face to face to judge a dog contest, a costume contest for dogs. The stakes are high. I love it. So Carrie and Brandy get together for lunch, and we see a series of pictures. These two have become real close. They went to a soul cycle class, and now they're what?
BFF.
Ride or die. Yeah.
Oh, ride or die.
And then, Brandy is like...
I read Carrie's blog. Oh, okay. She explained that, and she indicated that that was the name of the cycle class charity, and that was their slogan was ride or die.
Okay.
There you go.
And so that's why it was there. So she even in her blog, she was like, I can't believe this girl has gotten mad about this.
Yeah. And Brandy even commented on that photo on Instagram saying, I wish she was my ride or die, which I always was Twitter. I think it was one of the two, the gram or Twitter, who cares? But like, I feel like, wow, even Brandy's like a real person. Like, that's something I would do. I'd make a passive aggressive comment. Like, I see this. Thanks for leaving me out, bitch. So, yeah, I mean, these two are really taking it hard, huh? I mean, really, the emotional toll on this breakup. I call it like a divorce. I mean, you know, they said they were married. So, anyway, Carrie, I have a problem with Carrie this whole entire episode. And as we get further into it, we get to the dog park, I'm sure I will get there. But just in case if you didn't know, the biggest fashion event in the Dallas area is the Culture Map Style Maker Award Ceremony. And there's 6 finalists, and one of them is, of course, Carrie's husband, who loves to dress women and mannequins. And so...
we're like, yeah, yeah, you're right.
And we'll be able to see that in action coming up. So Brandy admits her jealousy towards Carrie and Stephanie bonding. And she's talking to Carrie, and Carrie offers to be there for Stephanie as well. So I can be there for you as well. So this is, in my opinion, Carrie putting herself directly in the center of the two. You know, she's not choosing a side. And so she's saying, well, I'm going to be here for Stephanie. I'm going to be here just as much for you. I'm going to be a sounding board and listen to what each of you have to say. Would you put yourself in a similar situation?
Nope.
I feel like I would. I feel like I would, but
you're probably a good friend.
No, I don't know. Maybe I like the drama, but it's just like you were saying last week. Like you were mentioning that Carrie was like, "I don't want any part of this," but then she dives right in.
Yep. First in, like, yes. And then she, you know, this is my thing with Carrie. I'm actually if she's smart like this, then I'm loving her. Mm-hmm. But if it's not an act, then I don't understand it, because the tears.
Oh my gosh,
where are the tears? Like
I know.
Was that situation that bad?
Right.
For her? No,
and actually, so know, right? We have somebody in live chat, Mickey Riccardi. He said the same thing. He said, "Are you guys getting the vibe that Carrie is so turnt for the cameras this season? The fight with Stephanie and actually Carrie." MTZ joins us and said the crying was so fake.
It just seemed like exactly what she did at the reunion last year when she had a huge, like, just bawling, crying about what Leanne had said about Mark and this, that, and the third. And I was just like, it just seemed like an overflow of emotion. And I was just kind of like, really?
It was, like, super unexpected, too, because I feel like she's, like, a strong, like, masculine type of person. And then she just, like, all of a sudden started crying. And I was like, what?
I did not expect her to get emotional about their friendship.
I'm like, is she just not this used to, like, any level of disagreement or discord or like what is that?
It was about like a text, right?
That ridiculous text.
Unless she was caught.
I haven't entertained that idea. When it comes to Carrie, I have a similar problem with her and other housewives like Caroline Manzo, who famously her tagline was "Life is short, I have no time for drama." I don't like when these housewives complain about being in a dramatic situation. Mm-hmm. Then don't do the show. You know what I mean? Exactly. Really, though. Like, she's taking a toll on me. Like, all these mixed messages. Like, everything's being said. Like, I'm being put in the middle. Well, I mean, then don't do the show. Don't complain about it. Or then you won't have any airtime. I mean, Leanne knows exactly how to get her airtime, which we'll get to. Because
she sure does.
Mysteriously, she was absent most of this episode.
Yeah, for 40 minutes of the show. Yeah. Which was like, really? Really? Anyway, I love her. What else can we say? So Carrie assumes that Stephanie figured Leanne was talking trash about them, but she just dropped Carrie's name in the middle of it. I don't know if it was just like a random thing. Mm-hmm. I'm really tired of this text message already. and which we never got to see. You know, we got to see the pictures of them in New York and sweating after Soul Cycle. Where's the text? You know, that's what I want to see. I want to see exactly what was said.
I thought maybe I blinked.
No, it never came up. Did it come up maybe in the first episode? I mean, I saw the first one too. No. So I want to see how it was worded. That's what I want to know. But I don't know. Brandy ends the conversation with Carrie saying that Stephanie puts the target on other people a lot, and she's over the BS. So we're seeing the kind of a crack in Stephanie Holman, if this is true. Any thoughts?
It's a challenge because I feel like we're two episodes in and I need to see more.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Does that make sense? Like, I feel like something is, to me, and I was telling you this beforehand, I feel like something is off about this whole friendship breakup. I almost feel like there's more to it because last week, not only did Brandy mention the blog that Stephanie wrote, which I can get, but she also mentioned something to the effect of Stephanie buying into the high society or falling into, you know what I'm saying? Like,
which to me equates to her falling into fame and getting a big head or, you know, leaving her old friends behind for new ones because she's on television.
Exactly.
But I agree. Like, I need more too, because didn't she mention something about like a Father's Day event?
Yeah, there
and
was
then
the
Stephanie
Father's Day event.
Said, go hang out with them. They're
your friends. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to see more.
But I find this to be so difficult because to me, Stephanie seems like so innocent. Like, I could never imagine her being at fault for this problem. And I truly think it's a misunderstanding between the two of them, but I could be wrong because somebody commented last week and said she thinks Stephanie and Carrie are acting like mean girls. And I was like, I never thought about it from that angle. So now I'm confused.
It'll
and
come
I need
out.
To see more, too.
Yeah, it'll come out. Deandra, she goes with her. She goes to see Jackie, who is a cosmetic designer at the lab. We learn a little bit more about Ultimate Living And I mean, that D, I mean, she really is living ultimately that one. I mean, traveling, looking amazing.
I love everything about DeAndra and her business. I'm so intrigued by it all. Yeah. Like, and I love that they take us behind the scenes of how this has all gone down. I feel like I'm watching QVC behind the scenes.
Yeah. Is it my accent? So it's DeAndra, not DeAndra. Am I saying that incorrect?
That's just how I pronounce it, probably because I'm black, but.
No, I mean, names are important. I want to make sure. I mean, I'm doing the show for the next 32 weeks. I think it's DeAndra, though. Okay.
That's the way I've heard it said before, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I've really only seen it written. I have to think on the show how she was introduced. Ridiculous. I don't know this. But we learn that she's really educated and she has developed products for this nutrition and cosmetics line. And she seems to be clearly undervalued at this. Mm-hmm. That other girl, Jackie, wanted to create an elixir from snow algae or whatever. She's like, I would love to green like this, but I can't do anything because of my mom. And she is really stuck. Like, I think, especially when you're such a business person, to be stuck in a career is really maddening, you mm-hmm. know? So,
well, I'll get to my thought about that. I have a question because it's something her mom said.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll get yeah. to that when we get there.
Yeah, so I can't wait for the mother. down in Turtle Creek, Texas, we're going to look at this home, Stephanie and Travis. And it's billed as one of the coolest homes in Dallas. And it's also for the rich and famous. The realtor. Can we talk about the realtor? Did you see this woman wearing, just from the toe up, like, what is she doing? She's wearing boots with fur.
Yes.
Pantyhose that is like a black lace. A long black matte leather skirt with grommets in it, and a biker jacket.
It's true.
It was so much.
It was.
And the house, I thought the house was homely, to be honest.
It felt like her house.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like that's where she lived. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. She's a good fit, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know about that one. She's walking around all types of crazy in this house. And I am not a fan of wallpaper. I have some in my house, but it's by choice.
I like your wallpaper.
Yeah, that I like. I mean, because it's my own, yeah. It's my own, you know, thing. But this was all, like, floral wallpaper, and they said it was worth $100,000 in one room.
Yes. I literally, like, that wallpaper is hideous.
That's the first thing to go.
Disgusting. Oh, yeah,
that's the first thing to go. I'm not impressed.
They said, not the pool?
Oh, I don't know what they're going to do about that.
Listen, this is all I could think of after coming in from a night of partying on the town with your, you know, rich and famous friends, and the first thing that you do when you walk into the home is fall in the pool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got people's feet in there.
Think about it.
But the other thing is like, they have kids. So, like, are they going to hire a lifeguard? Because kids drown in, like, an inch of bathwater. Like, they could be anywhere in the house doing whatever. And I'm just like, okay, it's great. Like, a pool in the house, whatever. But, like, the kids could walk home and be messing around yeah. and fall yeah, in, bang their head, and they're dead.
It's just not it's crazy. A good idea in general. I
Who's going to be in the pool?
It's a waste of space. And you got to have people walking around your living room with bare feet on, coming in and out like that. I don't do anyone in bare feet at all. So to me, that's an all no.
My thought was, can they cover the pool? They can cover the pool,
they
right?
Maybe they could get like a plexiglass. You know, like they do like with the dance floor on the okay. pools.
Yeah. That could be something-ish. Yeah.
But then you walk in and, yeah, but I mean, is that a family home or like a bachelor pad? You
right,
know what I mean?
Exactly.
I
like it then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, I mean, this home is not at all kid-friendly, but it does come with, I love how she, like, talked up this toilet, and then she's like, oh, and for you, Travis, this is for you since you don't get the toilet, and it's like a shower. I'm like, oh, ooh, thank you. I would like to use the spa, though, in this house.
I would
yes.
too.
Yeah, I mean, actually, who would?
The bathroom, the shower, and
the
I spa.
I love the shower, yeah. The rain shower,
I will
rainwater
take them all.
Shower.
Yeah, but this house was a very unique style. This was, you were either in it or you were not part of it. And the house they have now is so beautiful and classic and majestic. I mean, this is like so specific. But I'm glad
we just hire a driver. They can stay there.
There you go. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, just do that. Yeah. What is she driving his kids around for?
He wouldn't know.
That's true. No. Tootsie's is the place where the biggest
I love
I know the biggest fashion event in Dallas. I mean, ridiculous. It's happening at Tootsie's.
I didn't even think of the irony of that name.
I did. So he's dressing mannequins. Apparently, they keep cutting it whenever he talks about what he had to do. So I'm sure there was more to it, but we were only treated to a male and a female mannequin getting ready to travel. And, you know, so he's showing off these things. You know, we have Deandric shows up. Carrie reminds us that he's European. Okay. Okay. And I'm not saying anything about this man. I'm not. But I'm like, why put that out there then? Okay. And so she showcases these mannequins. Carrie makes jokes, which probably killed the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let him talk. This is his thing. He's a finalist. Like, can you go over there and talk with someone else? I was going to say something else, but I'm not going to make fun. There's a lot of talk about Carrie's face. Have you seen a lot of commentary about it?
Really?
Yes.
Like, what do you mean? Like, her face in show versus, like, her face when she's in, like, the confessional talking?
Well, no, just, like, I guess there's been a lot of rumors that a lot of these women got some extracurricular work done in between the seasons. That's what people are saying. So, every time I see anything about Carrie, so they're talking about her. What did she do to her face? I'm not saying anything. I don't know anything.
She does look different. I just figured it was, like, makeup between when she's just in normal life and then when she's on with the dress that you couldn't see
the
her
dress
face.
That's eating her.
Yes.
That's what I discovered.
She looks different in that. Yes.
I gotta be honest though, I'm terrible. I do not notice plastic surgery unless if you come in looking like a candle.
You gotta look completely different for me to really, really notice it.
I agree.
And I can't really notice it that much because she makes a lot of facial expressions. Right. Which
she's talking constantly.
But she, like, her face does a lot, which I am totally here
for. I didn't ever notice it, but I know I've just noticed there's a lot of conversation about her. So I was curious if you picked up on any of that since we're rehashing.
I'm going to go back and watch.
Yes. Cameron is really kind of like on her own in this episode, pretty much. She's packing with her kids for Cabo. We learn that she... What the hell is this? She got a Chanel bag for swimming with sharks in the Maldives.
Smart
Sounds
girl.
Amazing.
Yes. I'm like, this girl lives in her own world. She is really upset that she's not attending this dog costume contest. And her husband can't roll his eyes any deeper into the back of his head. I don't know. These two just seem like such an odd match. He's like, she's so like, oh, everything is great. Like, she lives at her own level.
Oh, for sure.
And he's just like, what? Like, he looks at her like, what?
I think he's just learned to live in her world, maybe.
I would love to live in her world.
Me,
like,
too.
She
I'm
even
down.
Said it last week. She's like, life in this world is difficult. I like to live in my own bubble. I'm like, good for you. I wish.
Same here.
I
that
wish.
That needs to be my life motto, for real.
I agree. So she wants to see if people are interested in the pink dog food, like a test subject or whatever, if they would buy this or whatever. I mean, I don't know if she needs to go to this event to figure that out. So what else can I say? Her parents own or operate a dog treat plant, correct?
Mm-hmm. Worked in or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that makes a lot of sense to me that this is why she would want to go this route. It's something she's researched, she knows, she's connected, and it's not as random as it sounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way they painted her last week, it made it look like she was like a space cadet. But now I'm like, all right, I get it. This is something she knows.
Cameron, take your Bravo check and put it towards that investment.
Would you guys not want pink dog food, though? Because I totally would buy pink dog food.
Oh, are you listening?
If I had a dog, I would do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't have a dog. But yeah, if I did, I totally would buy pink dog food. It's so random. And it's like, you always get brown dog food. So it's like, get pink dog food.
I just hope it's a good shade of pink. Because you know what I mean? Like, you know when you go in and you look at the, like, ground chicken, it's like that that off pink, like that.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? Like, okay. We don't need a light shade. If we're gonna commit to pink,
I agree.
We don't need it to look like this, like, you know, with the McDonald's, a slop, whatever.
Ew,
they had.
Oh my god,
that's
I know.
What we don't
I've
need.
Never ate that ever again.
Never.
Those chicken nuggets or whatever. Don't even look it up online, anybody. It will ruin your life.
So Carrie tells Stephanie that she had lunch with Brandy and she saw the text message herself and that there's all these mixed signals. And Stephanie then claims that she only sent the text to protect Brandy from what she had heard Carrie say about Leanne, or Leanne was talking about them, pinning them against each other or whatever, which was not true. So, yeah, I mean, Richie, to your point, I mean, you know, is Carrie to blame for this confusion? I mean, what do you think?
Cut to the flashback, and then we get a clear view of exactly who said what. They both said stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and then...
She said...
It was almost like... Maybe she did it inadvertently, but Carrie kind of planted a seed.
Well, yeah, she said, quote, I hope she's not puppeteering.
But then we have to give her the benefit of the doubt. You know what I'm saying? So even when you say that, now you've already planted the seed and now it's growing.
Yep, exactly. And that's my problem with Carrie. I mean, do you want the drama or not? You know what I mean? Like, own it. So anyway, Stephanie feels that... Carrie told her because Leanne was pitting them against each other. I just said that. And Carrie instantly says that she has anxiety over the whole situation and that it's not her fight and that she doesn't want to be put in the middle. This drives me crazy. This girl,
said that last week.
Yeah, and last season, what did you think of her last season? Because I had a similar problem with her last season. We did not click or vibe on the show, you know?
Yeah, I felt like last season I just couldn't get a clear view of who she really was because I felt like she was doing something for the camera and I don't know what it is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to know what you think. Leave a comment below. Let us know. I'm curious how you're viewing Carrie at this point.
I feel like she almost took the Kyle Richards approach, meaning I don't want to be in the drama. I want to be still here. See me. Hi. But I don't want anybody to dislike me. Versus Kyle seasons 1 and 2, she just didn't care. You know, she just was who she was. So I kind of feel like Carrie is taking that precarious approach to, like, being liked.
Yeah.
Maybe I could be wrong, but that's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I can't put my finger on it. Like I was telling him last week, there's something that is not right with her. Like, I feel like I should like her, but I don't know about her. I just don't understand what the deal with her is yet.
I know, and I feel like we keep watching, but I'm like, you know, this is second season. I'm still feeling this way about her. Maybe she's just not my cup of tea. Well, but, I mean, stop complaining.
Yes. Well, Mike Bowman says, Carrie is OC's Lydia right now. Do you think that's the case, though?
Interloper.
Do you think that's the case, though? Because I actually like Lydia. You don't?
Not really. No, but it's okay. No, it's cool. It's cool. I mean, it's all about different opinions. Well, I couldn't care less. I think it's great that you like her.
Yeah.
I liked her the first time she was on.
Oh, so I didn't care for her then?
But I don't like her this time that she's on.
Yeah.
Mostly because I like Tamara and Shannon.
Right.
Yeah, no. I like Tamara and Shannon too, but I still like Lydia from the first season because I'm like, oh, she just...
Whenever I find somebody I like, I feel like I'm loyal to them to the core. Like, I am their friend.
I know. No, yeah. I get that way, too. It takes a lot for me to switch sides. Yes.
It's difficult.
Yeah. Well, deep in between artifacts from around the world, plants and skins, in walks Dee into Deandra's house. And she's back from her vacation, and she's rushing Deandra. Hurry up. I have a full schedule. We need to talk. I love it. I love that Dee has no time for this. Like, none. So Deandra's nervous. She's playing with her glasses and, like, you know, the smart glasses, like, you know, just fiddling because she's trying to spit out that the labels and the website are completely outdated and they need to update this. So I went on the website. I did. I was curious. I wanted to learn more about what it was.
Oh, my God. I love your investigative skills.
Yes.
Well, I went on it. Actually, the website will say they must have updated it since then. I mean, this was October, so they had plenty of time. And it looks fine to me. I mean, it looks very modern. It doesn't look like, you know, the DOS or the old days, you know? Whatever. I mean, who knows? But we learned that this business is over 20 years old and that they're still following the model of going on Christian television selling these products.
Which I just, as from a marketing perspective, I thought that was genius.
Like a mother-daughter? Yeah. Like, it works, right? Yeah, but I don't know about it anymore. Well, I mean, but TV...
I think even still...
Purchasing is, they have so Evine and all this stuff.
That's why I said this is the QVC of, like, reality TV.
It really is.
Christian TV.
And this girl is so smart. Her mother should be thanking her for bringing this show on Real Housewives because it's opening up to a primarily women's audience, younger, and, you know, they don't have to, you know, really do anything besides talk about it.
Right. And they're an established brand. They're not starting from scratch with this. They're 20 years in the business with this.
I really like Deandra.
I love her. Love her.
So she suggests a rebrand of the company, and Dee literally twitches her eye. Yeah. She looks in the other way in disgust. Like, this is not like, let's have a conversation. This is like a get the F out, GTFO.
Of your own home.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, I mean, this whole scene was fantastic. I love business storylines. So she suggests new products, cosmetics, marketing, social media, all not happening. Like, no. Now, Richie, what do you think from your perspective working in marketing and social media?
Okay, so I obviously think that you need it, like 110%. And this show is basically going to be what they needed to propel it forward. However, what I thought was very fascinating was that her mom said something to the effect of you not coming to her, not coming to the office. Now, what I do know is even if, let's say she had a home-based business or whatever, you still need office hours, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And if you're going to be working in a company, particularly one of that size, and you want to have that level of respect, you're going to have to show up in the office. Yeah. You have to.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's
people
true.
People need to see your face, and they need to see that you're actively working.
I missed that point about the office hours. Mm-hmm. So we learned that Deandra was offered a position in the Department of Energy as the Deputy Assistant Secretary, and she gave it up because she was offered this position, and her mother sold it to her as the only opportunity for her to own a company. And, you know, we learned from last week that she did it and nothing's really come of it. So, I mean, I feel like DeAndre's a pro, and it must be real frustrating to not be able to follow through on your commitments. You know?
I love this. I want to see more.
Yes.
I can't even.
So, Dee, she throws the charity world in DeAndre's face. She's like, you want to take these training wheels off and you get away from the charity world? You're not going to know what to do. I'm like, I love that the charity world is a problem. So ultimately there is no marketing budget greenlit. Nope. And Deandra is so offended. I love this moment. And she's just like, well, you know how busy I am. I have to go. And of course, Dee is like, okay, yeah, no, we'll have this conversation next time when you do have the time. And the whole time, the long nail is out. Like, when that woman, when Dee is talking to you, do not look around the room. I love it. That nail was going in 8 different directions.
I hope she's on next week.
I need D on this show. Like, even calling in, I picture calling in from, like, you know, like, this, you know, those landline phones, like a beautiful landline phone. That is my goal, officially, from now till the end of the season, to get in touch with D Simmons, somehow related to this show. Make it happen, world. I don't know. Travis won the bid on that house. What an idiot to do that to his wife. I felt horrible for her. She even said she felt constipated. Oh, Lord, we don't need to go backwards. So, I mean, it sounds like a good deal. Like, all right, $8.9 million, that was the listing price. They purchased it for $5.1. Pretty good. I always worry, like, ooh, what's wrong with it? Like, I mean, I guess it's a real short sale. But you know, we are talking millions of dollars. So, I mean, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I'd be real pissed.
So, I don't know. Like, now I think about it, I'm like, well, he probably makes most of the money. Yeah, buy the house, whatever.
Yeah, like, I guess.
I guess she did spend her money too, but still.
I do not believe that they're going to move into that house.
I don't think so
either.
I think
it's a flip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flip it and get rid of that wallpaper. You know what I mean?
But not the pool.
No, keep
not
that.
The pool.
That's now you might as well. Then I love, finally, Leanne is on, and I love the way she introduces events. There's no blinking, there's a direct stare, and it's like, we're going to the Mutz Halloween costume contest. Like, oh, thank God, is this the biggest one?
And I expected it to be like this grand, like, dog show.
Me
like
too.
I thought there was going to be like That's a stage, and, like, you know,
lighting.
Like, yeah,
and they
like,
were going to be walking the dogs around.
Yeah.
The track
Same.
Or
That's what I
like
pictured
that.
In my
Handmade
mind.
Handmade costuming.
Yeah.
You know, the dog walker matches the dog. Like, nope.
I didn't think it was going to be like a Halloween costume event. Like, I thought this was like a big,
Same.
Like dog show.
No.
No, but that's what they made it seem like. So I was
it's
like,
okay.
Let's do this.
It's okay. I'm okay with a little low rent event sometimes. You know, I mean, I'm just happy the show is on. I mean, we're lucky. So
Same.
I'm like, okay with it. But yeah, I mean, how cute was her dog, Carly, dressed in that little outfit?
Hot dog.
I love
He's
her.
So
I'm loving her and the dog dressed up in the
hot
dog.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I love it.
And
she
the fact
steam.
That she's in the confessional with that. That was hilarious to me.
I know. We've never seen that on Housewives before where they break that and they bring it in. And I love that she has, like, steam it on camera. So Leanne, Brandy, Carrie, and Deandra are all assembled at this big dog event, and Brandy walks in announcing that she's had a horrible week, and she just is not looking that great. I hate to say it, but Brandy is just not, I don't know what's going on with her. There's got to be more than just this friendship breakup. I mean, I don't know. I think there has to be something. I mean, we'll talk about news and gossip. She claims everything else is solid in her life, but I don't know what's going on with her.
I can't figure it out either. Something is different about her this season.
Yeah, and she just looks tired. She's not. Last season, she was always joking and laughing, and you know, she did a little bit with Leanne last week. I feel like she always had a smile on her face.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we haven't seen it. So there's more to this, I believe. So Leanne says that Stephanie tried to reach out to Brandy by throwing Leanne under the bus. Not off base.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then Stephanie enters. And did you pick up on the music that Real Housewives
had? That's what I was going to tell you earlier. I thought the same thing, too. I was like, am I watching the same show? Like, what happened here?
I know. Last season, they used a lot of New Jersey music, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess there's a very small catalog that they can.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think
it is. So like that song they used for, I can hear it in my head for Atlanta. They use that like always after the opening, and they introduce the first girl of each episode. So it's very specific to 10 seasons or 9 seasons of Atlanta.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, I don't know. I just like to, this is when you know you watch too many freaking Housewives. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I thought it when I was watching it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Okay.
I know. It's just too much for me. So they have the contest. Any comments about the contest? It was a little underwhelming. I mean, they looked cute, but I was expecting, you know, Broadway style design.
I was shocked that Where's Waldo didn't win the grand like prize. Like he won like the funniest, but I was like, he's definitely that's the cutest outfit. Did you see the Where's Waldo guy?
I'm like, did I blink and miss the Where's Waldo? Because I didn't see
he's
it.
He's so cute.
It was real quick.
I was really shocked.
Yeah. Well, what else am I saying here? So, oh yes, Carrie, she's back at it, people. She suggests a sit down with all the girls, and so much for trying to stay out of it. And so Leanne quickly mentions the text, like real quick. You know, Leanne's not going to hold back. And she said, Carrie now says, as soon as they start talking about the text, that she's tired and bored of the whole thing. And this is when I can't with her. Like, you can't complain about setting things up. You just can't. I mean, just be like, I'm here so thrilled that I'm pissing everybody off. That's what I want to say.
My thing about it is, why are you tired of it, Carrie? Is it because you know that you're now in the center of all this? Like, I feel like that's why she kind of wants this to go away.
That's why we need to see that text message. We need to see the wording and the syntax.
Brandy,
that text
if you're watching this, can you post that text message, please? We would love it. Thanks.
Yes.
Twitter.
Oh, I want to know how. I mean, can Leanne get her hands? I feel like if someone can, like,
somebody.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Airdrop that somehow.
Yes.
So Leanne says, "Right to Stephanie, take that smirk off your face." And then the dick comes off, or she put it. And she is ready to fight this girl. So Stephanie says that. Leanne is scary and manipulative, and the response is, well, look in the mirror, bitch. It's funny how there must be more to this, because Leanne really, she believes that she has Stephanie's number.
Yeah.
You know, she looks at her confident in how she attacks her.
Yeah, but I feel like that's expected, right? Because, like, Leanne is so strong, and I do feel like Stephanie's like this innocent little child, and I feel like don't you feel like if you're going at Stephanie, like, she's just so sweet and innocent, you can't...
But maybe there's more.
I know, and that's the part that I'm missing right now, because I don't believe that there's more, so I can just see Leanne, like, going in like a bulldog.
I see that.
It's difficult, I think, too, because, like, you know, just sitting right here last year and talking to her, you know, you do get the sense that she's like an angel. However, I feel like the actions that she's taking and what we're seeing on television kind of gives you a different... viewpoint.
There's always a different side
Stephanie?
To a person.
Stephanie,
there's always a different side.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're maybe seeing a more objective version of Stephanie now versus just the sweet innocent.
Right.
And you know, one who obviously makes mistakes, because she said.
Yeah. And I believe that this show can change people, you know, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
I think that has a lot to do with it. I think, you know, when you get two best friends and they're both on the same show and there's attention given. We see it
happen season after season on different shows.
Exactly. Yep.
I mean, it's just, it's too easy to for things to fall out when you're both clamoring for the same center star in this case. So anyway, what else can we say? Leanne says that all the behind the scenes need to stop. And this is where my hypothesis of her in the background, maybe, you know, the ego may be a little bit, cause it's like we have heard things up behind the scenes on this show. So maybe that's what she's referring to. So then Stephanie says that she's protecting Brandy from Leanne, cause Leanne might do something nasty to Brandy. And Leanne says the truth. She's like, no. She's like, the only one that did anything nasty was you. So there you go. And Leanne asks how she knows what her old ways really are. I just love that it changed from old ways to carny ways. Or what was it? Carnival? Carnival ways. Or I love that. It goes back to that. So Stephanie then apologizes, I guess, which is the only thing you can do when Leanne Locken is in your face. And she goes, you're not sorry. So that didn't do anything. So Stephanie admits that it was the hardest 4 months of her life. And that, you know, both women agree they need to talk. Brandy just says she needs to step away. And it was Deandra that actually said, like, you guys need to deal with this on your own. Which, why isn't Carrie saying that? I mean, in so many words, you did the last episode. But stop talking and just say, you know what? I am moving away from the table. I'm done. This is between the two of you. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Or
what you do is you pull an Eileen Davidson and you say, hey, both of you come sit at the table. We're going to sit together and you're going to talk this out. Easy breezy.
But see, she doesn't want to be in the middle,
though.
If
you want to be, like, if you really want to be in the middle, but not in the middle,
right.
You bring the two people together and let them do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you come out the hero.
Yeah, yes. The peacemaker. The friendship whisperer. Oh, I hate that term. Yes, well, all right, let's take a look at some news and gossip. There's some stuff going on. Let's look.
AfterBuzz TV News.
What do you have over there, guys?
Well, we talked a little bit about Deandra's home, and according to People Magazine, she says she designed it to be like an African safari lodge because African safari is our favorite vacation in the world. We wanted to come home and feel like we're on vacation. No, listen, I want to come home and feel like I'm on vacation too.
Yes.
I actually love their home. I mean, it's filled with a lot of the artifacts that I would like in my own home.
Really?
And I kind of like sort of design my apartment like that, even though it's not a, you know, big home.
Yeah, I can relate to that. I design my place exactly how I like when I go into like a hotel.
Like a
that's I can relate to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's very eclectic. There's a lot of stuff going on in that house, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So speaking of Deandra, we hear a little bit about her husband Jeremy, who is a photojournalist, but turns out he's also a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, and he got the Bronze Star Medal from his tours in Iraq. So that was pretty cool. They call him the Chuck Norris of photojournalism, which is really interesting.
Yeah.
So
a lot of respect for him.
Yeah. So he has a much more interesting life than just a photojournalist.
Yeah.
So he's taken pictures for the New York Times, National Geographic, Time Magazine. So
That's pretty awesome.
He must make bank.
Oh my gosh.
National Geographic. Yeah,
I'm like a huge photo person too. So now I'm like, I have to see his pictures.
Yeah.
I love pictures. Mm.
I don't know about some of those photos on the wall last week, though. I mean, there was one a half bunny costume. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, this poor man probably has come up with some of the most gorgeous, captivating photos, and they cut to that. But anyway. Well, in an interview over on The Daily Dish on BravoTV.com, Brandi Redmond sat down, and she gave a little bit of an update on her life. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this girl. So let's see what she has to say.
Mexico, and we got a home right on the water, and we renewed our vows with our closest family and friends, and and I think what's funny is we were all in really pretty dresses, the girls, and my husband comes out with all the guys, and they are all wearing robes, and then they take them off, and they're all in like little whitey tighties, and I'm like, wait, I can't post these pictures, but I'll give them to you if you want them. But yeah, we had a good time. But Brian and I are amazing. If you go back and you look at what we went through, I think it was a learning lesson for both of us. We learned to communicate better, and just reflecting back on that, it was actually a blessing because we were able to pull ourselves together, go through counseling, and really focus on the things that we needed to make our marriage better. And it's even stronger now, and part of the show, I love that I had the opportunity to come back and show it you know, to everybody. It makes me smile.
Hmm. She looks like a little different there. Like, not, I don't want to keep talking about this woman's looks. I don't mean that, but I just feel like she has a light about her in that mm-hmm. video. If you're watching or, you know, if you're listening, I mean, she's very smiley and has the energy she had last season. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
I hope to see more of that this coming season.
So yeah. Really quick, somebody in the chat, Mike Bowman, says renewed vows equals pending divorce in the Housewives universe.
Mm. Oh my God, no.
It's a risk. I mean, it's a risk.
I know. Yeah. I feel like
I want them to make it, though.
I do, too.
Oh, I know. They have such yeah. young kids yeah. and all that. Yeah,
and she
yeah.
went through such a hard time with that last season.
Oh,
so
yeah, for sure.
Hopefully that. Sometimes you need to just see yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Brandy. I don't know what it is. I really like her. I mean, I like all these women. This is a good one.
It
so.
Is a good one.
Let us know your thoughts and opinions, of course. We hope that if you've made it this far on the show, you've enjoyed Dallas. So let us know your thoughts. We've got a really good season planned. You know, we have some connections with some of these ladies, and you know, most of them are old in Dallas, but you know, you never know who might drop in and call in and give us some tea. So you're gonna want to check out more episodes here over at AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of Dallas. What kind of projects would you guys like to promote?
I'm still DJing.
Yeah, good, good.
Still hosting here. So just keep up with me at DJ Richie Sky on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes, and you can keep up with me on all social media at Athletic. And the only other project I have going on is I am pregnant, and Pink Blush is a maternity company, and they have been giving me clothes like this dress to wear because I don't fit into anything anymore. So.
Oh, that's very pretty. Awesome. It's very becoming.
Awesome. So yes. Thank you. So keep up with me in my pregnancy on social media at Athletic.
Nice. And you guys can check out the recap if you want more Dallas over on realitytea.com. And I'm talking Real Housewives of New York and Real Housewives of New Jersey on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. For the Real Housewives of Dallas, that'll do it for us for episode 2. We'll be back.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.